BFBS. Your stories. Decalia Station, Cyprus.
The 2011 Sovereign Base Area Police Open Day took place in Decalia last weekend. The annual event was nearly postponed at the last minute due to heavy rain and thunderstorms, but a welcome break from the showers allowed the day to go ahead. The purpose of the SBA Open Day is to enable people from both the military and civilian communities in Cyprus to come and see what they do and how they do it. David Kelly is the Chief Constable of the SBA Police.
The whole point of today is for people to come and see us in a relaxed manner. They haven't been in trouble, they haven't been victims of a crime or a road accident. I'd hope it's good fun for them. But most importantly, it's good for them to understand how we work with our partners, so that having that understanding, they can help us help them even more.
The force was established in 1960 and has responsibility for the 15,000 or so residents who live in the sovereign base areas of Akrotiri and Decalia. But it doesn't work alone. The SBA has to work closely with the Royal Military and Royal Air Force Police, as well as the National Police of the Republic of Cyprus. So how do all these different bodies manage to work successfully together? David Kelly.
We put a hell of a lot of effort into it. Our whole emphasis is on working with people, working with the communities. And what we do is we identify the key people that we can work with, and then we develop a good relationship with them. It's all built on trust, and we get things done.
Lieutenant Colonel Pat Burns is the station commander of Decalia. He says the job of the British servicemen and women in Cyprus wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the support of the SBA.
Yeah, I've got no doubt. You know, the military do their own thing. They do the training. We prepare forces to deploy on Operic. But we couldn't do that without particularly the SBA Police, who liaise with the local farmers, local population, make sure that the ranges and things like that don't get disturbed, and we can get on with our main activity.
Members of the British military in Cyprus were just some of the 3,000 or so visitors that the event attracted. Entertainment was laid on in the form of traditional Cypriot dancing, a philharmonic band, and there was go-karting and a parrot show for the kids. But the day was also a chance for spectators to see firsthand the kinds of operations conducted by the force.
We're deliberately trying to show people the range of activities that we perform. So we've seen the firearms team give a display. Later on, we'll be showing people what equipment we have, what training we give our officers to deal with violent situations if and when they happen.
All of this wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for the months of hard work put in by the Deputy Commander for Decalia, Spiros Sotirio, and his team of dedicated workers who were responsible for organising the day.
It's a lot of hard work. We have a big team of officers who are helping us, and we had a lot of support from the communities as well, helping us set things up. You know, everything you've seen here has been done free of charge. So all the trucks, forklifts, people are volunteering their services. It's been great, it really has.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Decalia.
Your stories. BFBS.